I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A new administration could be problematic for Christian organizations. The Obama administration hinted at forcing all funding recipients into non-discrimination hiring practices or hiring non-Christians and others. Food for the Hungry's Ben Holman isn't sure what's going to happen, but is encouraging faith-based organizations to step up and walk with Obama with the hopes of having an impact. Holman hopes if conversations continue with the new leadership, there will be little to fear.
The important thing in moving our civil society forward, and the important thing in moving the gospel forward, is to stay in conversation and in relationship with leaders. And we're not always going to agree.
And a new project is being launched in Uganda. MNN's Ruth Kramer is there with more.
Today we trekked a couple of hours into the bush to visit the Bali Project. This is a new project for Compassion International, and sister station WCSG from Grand Rapids, Michigan, is helping to launch it by helping get sponsors for the 221 children. The kids themselves will tell you how excited they are about that.
African Church, we are no longer fatherless, we are no longer motherless. Long live Compassion International. Praise God, praise God. African Church, your future is bright and shining. Your berries are fed with solids and liquids. So, Compassion International is in a place. You are free from child labor and torture. Praise God, praise God.
Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Bali, Uganda.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association, now in its 75th year, is making available the free book, Peter Dynamite, the Peter Danica Sr. story, missionary to the Russian world and founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.